Page 168. My prisoner, my friend.
Mandela, both a dignified prisoner and at the same time a great leader of men, set my young mind racing. I saw his respect for my job and his understanding that I had to make him keep to a harsh regime if we were both to survive. I saw him scrubbing floors, emptying his toilet bucket, cleaning the exercise yard, sometimes on his knees. He addressed me, a mere boy, as Mr. Brand. I called him Mandela. Together, across our different worlds, over time, we somehow came to be friends who were able to show each other kindness and consideration. On the day of his release, it was decided he should walk free out of prison gates with his wife Winnie beside him and no warders in sight. So I watched the extraordinary moment on TV at my home, with a lump in my throat and tears in my eyes. Unbelievably, I told myself our journey together was over. But Mandela called me a few weeks later. He wanted to catch up with me again. I have been in his life ever since, there at most of the important moments, and honoured to still be considered part of his extended family today. He wrote of his long walk to freedom, and I walked some of that road with him, an incredible journey that defines my life today as well as his. In truth, my life began so much later than his. A white Afrikaans boy born into the very culture that created Mandela the revolutionary. I'd had no idea it was going to lead me to him.
Christo Brand, My Prisoner, My Friend, 2014.